Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. I know, man, we're here. We're here because obviously we didn't hit the Powerball on Saturday, so we're here. Nobody won. Can you believe this?
No, I'm really excited.
Dude, no one's won this thing since, I think I read, late December.
Yes.
And so Wednesday, $750 million Powerball. That's what's up for grabs. So.
Oh, my gosh. They just keep rolling it over for us, Mark. It's just, it's there for the taking. We got to get some tickets.
Yeah, this is it's going to be sitting right there. So probably starting, I would think, tomorrow night, people are going to start lining up at the convenience stores, getting ready for Wednesday.
Yeah, I was actually surprised. I stopped at the store on Friday thinking that there would be a line, but there wasn't. Mm. And I was like, wait a second, did my chances just get better? Are people not playing the Powerball?
I think what happens is, though, is that the day of, people show up with like $20 and they just load tons of tickets. So it takes longer, you know, day of, because people are buying more tickets.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like today and tomorrow, people are going to buy like one or two tickets, but the day of, people are like, oh, I have this extra 20, let me just go blow it, you know?
They're like, here's my chance, put it all on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right, so that's Wednesday, $750 million. If no one wins that, we're going to get close to the billion again. We're going to be close to the billion.
Yeah,
someone's going to be a billionaire.
Like a big jackpot like last year.
Oh my gosh, all right. So maybe today, maybe tomorrow, that's it for us, and then we'll be done on Wednesday, maybe. And I say us, it's like it's you guys maybe. Listening, too. It's like it could be somebody out there listening.
All of us.
Yeah, all of us together. Michael Ray, this is a guarantee today. We're going to give you Michael Ray tickets and a chance to hang out with Michael Ray. That's at 8:20. All right, so 8:20. Get ready for that.
That'd be fun. Chasco Fiesta is a good time.
Yeah, man. And you get to kick it with Michael Ray. This is probably one of the last times you get to hang out with him before he gets married. So, you know. If you want to hang out with Michael Ray as a single dude, this is your chance.
This is your shot.
Meet the single, technically single Michael Ray. 8:20, your chance to win this morning on QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. Man, I tell you, I don't know what it is about some of these videos that come out when the vacations go awry. But this cruise ship over the weekend is just, the video is scary. I mean,
it looks like something out of a movie.
I'm never, like, I say this now, but right now I'm in the state where I'm never getting on a cruise ship again because of this video. And there was 900 people on this cruise ship and they lost power. Is this Norwegian?
Yeah, it was a Norwegian cruise ship.
Jeez, this is really scary. Listen to the news report.
It was a dream vacation turned nightmare.
One of the big hatches blew right out and about 8 feet of water rushed in, flattened people, flattened all of us.
The Viking Sky was off the western coast of Norway Saturday when it lost engine power.
My wife was sitting in front of me and all of a sudden she was gone. And I thought this was it.
He thought, this is it. Hallelujah.
I did have to do some research. His wife is okay.
Well, that's
what he meant, because I got to say, like, I heard about him, like, he doesn't sound very upset that his wife was gone.
He was like, I was on this dream vacation, and then it got even better. Man. My wife just, she's gone.
Dream vacation really became a dream vacation.
My wife was sitting in front of me, and all of a sudden, she was gone. And I thought this was it.
I called my buddies and said, that's it. I can watch every game at the bar on Fridays now. I don't have to deal with my wife. But we did do some research. His wife is okay. What he meant by gone, she was kind of, you know.
Well, her chair probably went
right,
flying.
Right, she was whisked away by the water into another part of the cabin, but they found her very quickly after. But everything's fine. But the video, it really is scary. And, I mean, some of these waves, I mean, this cruise ship is huge, but these waves were just knocking this thing around like it was like a little canoe.
Well, you have to think, too, if you've ever, I've only been on one cruise ship, but it's so massive that you usually don't feel that you're on a boat.
Right.
You don't feel the rocking and the bobbing in the water. So the amount of force it would take to turn this cruise ship, I mean, it's just insane. The video, I'm just imagining, at what point do you just think, oh my gosh, this thing's going down?
I'm like you, though. I've only been on one, and we went through a storm on one night of the cruise, like an 8-day cruise, which, by the way, it's too long. It's too long.
Too long.
Yeah. For you people that are trying to get into cruising out there, it's too long. But I asked one of the guys, because it was supposed to be a big storm. I was like, so what do we do? Like, how does it happen? He goes, oh, man, we fire up the engines on this bad boy. He's like, we just roll right through it. And it's true. That's what they did. They steam right through it. But this thing lost the power. So when you lose the power, there's nothing you can do. They were landing helicopters on this thing, to get people off. People were being, you know, rolled around. And
it was like a little buoy. It was just bobbing all over the place. And you kind of get seasick even from watching the videos. But we'll post it.
That's what happened to me. I was watching one of the videos on one of my bigger screens.
Yeah.
I had to, like, step away from it because it started to make me motion sickness just watching the thing.
Yeah. Well, they always say you're supposed to look at the horizon line.
Is that
and
what
then, yeah. And that's supposed to settle you down. Well, you can't get a good look at it because it's just back and forth and up and down.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have been so sick.
And this guy.
My wife was sitting in front of me, and all of a sudden, she was gone. And I thought this was it.
This is it.
This is it, man. The way he said this is it, he was, like, excited.
And I thought this was it.
Unbelievable.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Dan and Shay continue to be awesome. I'll tell you why next. These are just good guys. Not only do they drink tequila, they're big into charity. Love these dudes, Dan and Shay. Details next. Deep Fried Nashville. It's 99.5 QIK.
Deep Fried Nashville. 99.5 QIK.
All right, Carrie Underwood welcomes a new American to the country. We'll get to that in 1 second. She's welcoming to a new American.
Okay.
All right, but first, Dan and Shay doing important work. All of their merchandise sales in Omaha have been donated to the American Red Cross. They were talking about this on stage Thursday night because of the massive amount of flooding in the Midwest. These pictures are just, they're heartbreaking. Some of these towns have just disappeared underwater.
Well, it just looks like it's a massive body of water, and you realize, oh, wait, there's street signs poking out from under the water, and there's street lights, and you realize just how devastating it is.
I saw a guy yesterday on the news, and he's like, I can't find my farm. He's like, I just don't know where it is. I mean, it's like, it's just,
completely
he's on a
underwater.
Boat. He's on a boat, and he just has no idea. It's heartbreaking. Dan and Shay doing great work, donating a lot of money to their from their show to the Red Cross, which is obviously on the ground helping out. So good job, Dan and Shay. Carrie Underwood, her husband Mike, I didn't know he was not a U.S. citizen, but he is now.
Oh, because he's Canadian, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those hockey guys, a lot of them are Canadians.
Yep.
I don't know why I just assumed that he had already become a citizen. Shame on me. But he is now. And to celebrate it, he bought a horse.
What?
He became a citizen, and he bought himself a present, and he bought himself a horse.
Oh, that's awesome.
So Mike Fisher officially
living the dream.
Living the dream of becoming an American. And, you know, everybody says I want to become American and I want to buy a horse, right? Isn't that
A boat, a horse.
Yeah.
Pretty American.
You're married to Carrie Underwood and the first thing you thought about was to go buy a horse after you become a citizen. So congratulations to Mike Fisher. That's awesome.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Kane Brown, 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. I'll tell you, it blows my mind. Like, guys, when you want to go out and meet a girl, right, you go on a date, first date, and you go out, eat dinner, you do whatever you do, and then the girl's like, okay, I'll come back to your house and hang out for a little while. You know?
Oh.
Okay, first date.
Yeah.
And then I hear these stories. Like,
things
Melanie,
are going well.
Yeah, things are going well. But then I hear these stories, and I'm like, guys, what, like, well, you're blowing it. Like, what's the deal? This story you have about your friend is crazy to me.
Yeah, so I went to brunch with some of my friends over the weekend, and one of my friends was telling a story. Most of my girlfriends are still single.
Mm.
And so one of them was telling a story about how she's on this dating app, Hinge, and she met this guy, and everything was going really well until it came time to go back over to his house. And he had asked, you know, do you want to hang out for a little bit? And she said, okay, sure, whatever. Let's see where this goes. So they go to his apartment, and she said that he flipped on the light switch, and then he immediately flipped it right off. And she goes, what's going on? Do you want to turn on the lights? And he goes, no, you know, my apartment, it's just so dirty. Like, just don't worry about it. I don't really want you to see it right now. And she was like, okay, but I still need to see. So
he's literally keeping her in the dark.
In the dark.
Because the apartment is messy. It's too dirty.
Yeah. So she said that she could see, but she had to kind of feel around to make sure that she wasn't walking into anything. And she goes, what? She said at that moment, she was like, what am I doing? I need to leave this guy's house. He would not turn on the lights.
I mean, that's like,
it is so weird.
Well, it almost gets creepy. Like, what's about to happen here?
Right,
like, why did we just sit here in the dark? I just met you and we're at your apartment sitting here in the dark.
That's what I said. I go, at some point, did you think, okay, and this is where I get murdered? But she said no,
exactly,
because
right.
I guess, I don't know if it's that app or something, but she said that they had a mutual friend. So she felt like, okay, he's not going to kill me because he knows someone I know.
No, I watched the Bundy tapes. He knew a lot of people too. That was scary, man. You don't know who you're dealing with. Like, it's tough. I know in the past, I've made a phone call and been like, hey, man, can you, like, when I had roommates, I'd be like, hey, can you do me a favor? Like, I remember the trash, like, there's beer cans overflowing. Like if we had, like, a party the night before or something, I was like, could you take that out? Because I don't want to come home and there's, like, three cases worth of beer cans, like, all over, like, overflowing out of the trash. Like, that for me is, like, embarrassing, you know?
That compared to this guy's situation, she said that she could still see the kitchen and it was just, like, dishes were piled up in the sink. And then she said in the bedroom, the mattress was showing because the sheets were just pulled up on the corners. She said she didn't even want to sit on anything. She just wanted to leave.
All right. So grossest thing that you found when you went over to like a date's place, like what was the one thing where you went and you were just like, ugh, this is off the chart. I would not expect. That's what I was saying. Guys, this is like your one shot a lot of times. Like that guy blew it because he kept the lights off because he should have come up with a better, I don't even know what a better excuse would be because I guess you could be like, well, I couldn't pay my power bill. Well, that sucks too because it's like, I don't want to hang out with you if you can't pay your power bill.
Yeah, but don't flip them on and go, right, oh, it is as bad as I thought, and then flip it off. Like, I mean, come on. Can we
go to your place? My place is a wreck. All right, call us 800-992-1099. Grossest thing you found on a first date at their place. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so what's the grossest thing you've seen when you went back to, like, a first date's apartment, house, whatever? Like, what? Some of these stories, some of these texts, 800-992-1099. It's easy to see now why people don't get a second date. Like, it's easy to see you talking to some of these people.
Oh, for sure.
Let's get to Lisa. What do you got, Lisa?
And I went to use the shower the next morning. When I stepped into the tub, my foot landed on this gross lump of phlegm. Like, he had, like, hawked up a loogie in the shower.
Oh, no, stop.
And lazy to wash it down the drain.
All right, Lisa. All right, thank you for that.
Gross.
Oh, that's just...
Fellas, come on.
That is... Well, all right, so listen, that's gross, but that... I'm just amazed at people, like... What inspires Lisa to pick up the phone and call? Because I'm going to call and tell him the story that happened to me. Like, that's a little...
When something that traumatic happens to you, Mark, you need to share it with people. Right. You can't just keep that in.
Guys, this is why they don't come back. This is why they don't text you back. This is why they delete your friendship on Facebook. It's all these reasons right there.
Just in your apartment.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 UIK. All right, so Melanie, tell a story about her friend, first date. She goes back to the guy's apartment. All right, this is first date. They walk in. He flips the lights on, sees what a disaster his own apartment is. And he's like instantly embarrassed. He turns the light off. And she's like, what are you doing? And he's like, it's really dirty, so I don't want to turn the lights on.
As if she still wouldn't figure it out.
First, it was dirty.
Well,
and first dates are awkward enough on their own, and then you have to have it in the dark. Like, just
right. It was so creepy. I'm so glad that she left.
People are calling and telling us stories of, like, what's the grossest thing you saw on a first date at the other person's house? Abby has been holding on for a minute. Hey, Abby.
Okay. So I heard your friend's story about his place being nasty.
Yeah.
And my story was too good not to share. So I went out to dinner with this guy. And then after it was fine, he was nice, whatever, and we were going to go back to his house. And, like, it's 21st century, so I knew what that meant, right?
Right. Netflix and chill.
Yeah, and so we watched a movie, and I was like, can I go to the bathroom? He was like, sure. And so it's around the corner, whatever. I went in the bathroom, and on the counter, there were toenail clippings.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't mean, like, one or two, like, a pile of like 10
of them.
Like a collection.
Not only
almost.
Does he like leave them out, he collects them.
Oh, gross.
Yes.
Gross.
I was like a little tipsy, but I was looking at these and I was like, I know these are not what I think they are. And so I walk out of the bathroom, I'm like, I go sit down and I'm like, so there's toenail clippings on your bathroom.
Oh,
counter.
You said it to
you
him, dude.
You called him out. I love you for doing that. That's amazing.
All right, what did he say?
He goes, he was like, oh, yeah, my roommate's kind of gross. Those are your roommates?
So ew. Did you believe him that he blamed it on the roommate? Like, did you really believe him?
No, because he told me he lived alone.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, my gosh.
I figured he was lying.
It was the nastiest thing. After that, I was like looking at my time and I was like, So I was like, I have to go home. I'm sorry.
Suddenly, I'm not feeling well.
Hold on. Yeah, so that was it? Like, you just got up and left?
Yeah, because imagine, like, if he has toenail clippings on the counter.
Oh, yeah, seriously. Yeah, what, does he have a collection of hair in his nightstand or something? I don't know. Gross.
Ew. What other skeletons does he have?
Exactly.
This is disgusting.
All right.
Well, good for you for getting the heck out of there. Ew.
Yeah, for sure.
Abby, you're saving me about 400 calories because I'm not going to eat breakfast this morning because of this call. So I appreciate you calling.
Thanks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so we're talking about the nastiest thing you saw when you went to a date's house. First date, nastiest thing. It's first impression, right? You know the whole deal with first impressions, right? Last lifetime. And Melanie had a story about a friend who went over. I would love to know what was going on in your friend's head when she walks into this guy's apartment. He turns on the lights, shuts him off real quick, and she's like, "What's going on?" And he goes, "My apartment's way too messy for you to see it." So
yeah, he goes, "I just don't want you to see it." So he keeps the lights off.
How uncomfortable. Like, just hang out in the dark for a couple of minutes.
She just thought, how bad is it? And then obviously your eyes adjust and stuff. And she said she could see the kitchen and the dishes just piled up in the sink.
Hit the flashlight app on your iPhone. You're just like, oh, God, I got to find my way out of here. Destiny, you've been holding on for a minute. Thanks for holding. What's your story? Nastiest thing you saw?
So for my first, like, when I went to Dave's house or his apartment, there were dead roaches in his cabinet.
Ugh. Ew. Ugh. What were you,
right?
Were you going just to get a cup of water or something?
Well, I was there, like, we were, like, we had gone on a couple dates, but I was there and we were, like, making dinner together. And I couldn't find something, so I started opening up cabinets. And it was just full of dead roaches.
Dude, when your date's apartment could be the number one spot on, like, dirty dining.
That's disgusting.
That's awful. You're not with that guy anymore, right?
Actually.
Oh, no, man. Still with him.
But, you know, he's a single dad and stuff, and he was going through a lot of hard times. So, of course, like, I helped clean up his apartment for him. And
wow, you're a keeper.
After I helped clean it up and everything, like, he was fine, but... You know, that was one of the things, like, I told him, I would never come. I'm not going to come over to your apartment unless it's clean.
Either the roaches move out or
me.
Yeah, or I'm out.
Or I'm not coming back.
Exactly. And that was, like, my number one thing. I was like, there has to be a clean place for me to go.
Yeah, that's a reasonable request. So this morning, we've got piles of toenails.
Ugh.
Dead roaches.
Yes. And also a loogie in the shower.
Phlegm in the shower.
Gross.
All right. This is an amazing topic. This was a great segment. I'm glad you shared the story of your friend. And people are still calling. I'm grossed. Like, I'm done.
Listen, it's a PSA. Just clean up.
God.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Brett Young, 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie. Dude, my mind was blown this morning. I mean, blown this morning. Kevin, I don't even know if you realize it. I walk in and Melanie goes, "Hey, man." I was like, "Hey, what's up?" And she's like, "Gronk retired." And I'm like,
yeah.
How did you beat me to football news, dude?
You didn't know that?
No, I knew it, but I didn't think she cared enough to bring it up to me. She was like, but she didn't even say it like bragging. She was just like, "Yeah, Gronk retired." And I'm like, who are you, dude?
Yeah. Like, look it, I've been hanging around you guys. All you do is talk sports. 2 seconds ago during that song, you want to know what we're doing at the station? We're not working on the next bit. No, somebody from down the hall is coming in here and talking brackets with Mark.
There's money on the line, and so that's, you know.
It's important.
It's very important.
Okay, so that is what I listen to 24/7 with you guys. It's all about what's going on
with
the Bucks,
who traded. Who did Gronk play for?
The Patriots.
What's his real last name?
Gronkowski.
What's his first name?
Peter?
No.
Peter Gronkowski?
That sounds like an accountant.
My God.
Wait, what is it? It's,
Peter
Peter Gronkowski.
By the way, he lives here, you know, off of West Shore in Tampa.
He'll also do your taxes. Does he really live here?
Yeah, he has a house here.
All right, wait, hold on. What's his real name?
His initials on his house is PG. It's right there. right there. Big PG.
Can you give me a hint?
Starts with an R. No. Starts with an R.
Ron.
Ronald Gronkowski. Yes, that is correct. They call him Ron for short, though. And when he does really good, they're like, Ronnie Gronk. Ronnie Gronk. There you go. Ronald Gronkowski,
now
retired.
I want to know his name.
No, it is Ronald. You got it right. It is
You're
Ronald.
You're such a liar.
No, I'm not. It is Ron.
This is the last time I try to talk sports.
It is Ron. I couldn't lie and tell you that Peter was his real name. But so Ronald Gronkowski retires after 8 seasons with the Patriots.
I looked Melody, it up. It's Rob, you jerk.
Oh, it is Rob. That's close. What I forgot about that. It's Rob. All right. We got Peter Gronkowski.
Oh, shut it! Okay,
my morning.
Know.
So here's the thing, dude.
I'm not a Patriots fan.
Hold on, I'm trying to give you props, and all of a sudden, but you.
And then you quickly turned it into making fun of
you. You asked you his name for God's sake. It wasn't like I mean, you didn't ask his shoe size. It was just his name.
Oh
I mean,
gosh! Next, you're going to be asking me who's playing in the bracket thing.
No, don't worry about that. We won't go down that road anymore.
Thing.
No. Forget it.
Thank you.
No more of that. All right.
the bracket thing.
Peter Gronkowski.
That was fantastic.
Monster
well,
Jam.
Retired, so.
World Finals. We've got tickets.
He retired. Yes, he did.
Call us now. We're playing the Mark and Melanie name game. It's 800-992-1099.
Yeah, names.
Names.
Peter.
Ronald. Rob. What?
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
Beverly and Bobby are contestants. Okay, in honor of Melanie thinking Rob Gronkowski's name was Peter Gronkowski.
Let it die.
Here's what we're going to do. Beverly, you're caller 9, so we're going to start with you first in the name game. We're going to give you a category, Beverly, and you're going to name something in that category. Then, Bobby, you'll have 3 seconds to come back, and then you guys will rotate back and forth 3 seconds each. Beverly, your category is people's names that start with the letter P. Go.
Paul.
Peter.
And just like that, the game is over.
Well, that didn't last very long.
Man, no. that was quick. Bobby, congratulations, man. You got right down to business for these tickets.
Ew. Beverly?
No, Bobby won.
Okay. Okay.
Well, are you?
Thank you.
Well, Beverly, you had to keep naming something. You just named one, and then Bobby did, and then 3 seconds went by.
I'm sorry.
Be sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. All right, Beverly, have a good day.
All right.
All right, Beverly, have a good day. Beverly, we'll see you, okay?
Have a great day.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Oh, man. 99.5 QYK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. We're just talking about at 8:20 giving away Michael Ray tickets. And backstage passes to Chasco Fiesta.
That's the part that everybody's going to really want is to get backstage because you can't buy those.
No, it's a crazy experience that, like you said, they're not for sale. And, you know, it's one of the last times you get to see Michael Ray before he's officially a married guy.
Yeah, before he's off the market.
Totally, completely off the market before he signs the big papers. So that's on the way, 8:20, about 15 minutes away on 99.5 QYK. Also, just a minute after that, we're going to save a puppy from Pet Pal Animal Shelter.
Yes, my favorite part of Monday.
We're going to save some puppies. It's QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
It is Mutt Monday, 99.5 QYK. A doctor forever friend today.
This is like the first time I ever maybe almost cried by posting an Instagram story.
Really? You're getting emotional today, saying thank you to your wife. Now you're tearing up. What's going on?
Well, Pat and Cricket are here from Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete. And all the dogs every Monday, very special. Like, you know, we love them all.
They
have just a unique, different story. But you bring Toffee in here. Toffee has 3 legs.
Yeah.
And she's so sweet, such a great spirit. And I was just putting up a quick little story on my Instagram. And I just see her kind of hopping around, but smiling, and gave her a treat. And I was like, oh, man.
Doesn't slow her down. I was out there in your woods, and
I had woods. We do have woods right outside of the station.
Yeah, because it's great to walk the dogs every morning here, Mondays. And she pulls. Yeah, I have to hold on to her. She wants to go.
Yeah.
It's not slowing her down.
Toffee, so you guys rescued her from a kill shelter. That alone is incredible.
Yeah, we love what you guys do, and the fact that here they are about to lose their lives, and then you guys give them a whole nother chance, and then more often than not, they get adopted.
Yes, and our director is a sap. He sees, and then he'll see the leg and knows that he can fix it.
Did you just call Scott a sap?
I know, did I?
Jeez.
He does. He's not.
He's got a soft spot for animals.
I mean, we call our boss a lot of things, but off the air. You know what I'm saying? We don't do it on the air. That's incredible. So Toffee has three legs. Listen, we're going to do a real special video here in a second, and we'll post the video on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. And you're welcome to go to our Instagrams, our stories, and see the videos. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And he's still a puppy. I mean, I would still consider him a puppy. She's a puppy because she's only, about 10 months, you think?
Yeah, she's still, she's got that high energy. 10 months.
So high energy, still trainable because she's still a puppy.
Very gentle, though. I gave her like a little treat and she just kind of barely licked it out of my hand. Yeah, just really cute. So, it was
very
great.
Gentle spirit.
You guys took her off of the kill list at the kill shelter and rescued her. And that itself, like I said, is incredible.
Yeah.
Then she has to undergo this surgery because her leg was in really, really bad shape. So now she's just kind of getting used to the three legs.
Yeah.
But she's doing really well. She's doing great. So this is a really special story. So we'll see you on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Come meet Toffee and see the story. It's really incredible. Thank you all for coming in here.
Thank you.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, we got the video of Toffee on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Thanks to our friends at Tito's Handmade Vodka for the help.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QYK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, it's not just us.
You thought we were just the only wackos in the world in Florida. Nah. Actually, today, too, we're going international.
Oh, okay.
With Nutbags north of Florida. First, though, start in New York. A burglar was found inside an air conditioning vent of a dentist's office. He claimed he was looking for his cat at the dentist office.
Oh, this isn't where I parked my cat.
That's what he told the police. Turns out he was trying to steal drugs from the dentist office.
Oh, yeah, trying to get the laughing gas.
He said he even told the police his cat's name was Sparkles and he got trapped and he didn't want to call the fire department and bother them. So,
what a good Samaritan. He just didn't want to, bother the firefighters.
Police didn't believe him. He was arrested.
Of course.
All right, Indonesia. Is Indonesia north of Florida? I don't know.
It's...
We're going to count it as yes.
Well...
I mean, listen, we're doing the story anyway, but...
Yes.
Okay. All right, good. A man was busted trying to smuggle an orangutan in his luggage on the airplane. This is not good. The orangutan is 2 years old, was found sleeping in the luggage. He had actually gave the orangutan a mild sedative. The man was arrested. Listen to this. Could face up to 5 years in prison, plus a $7,000 fine. But he gave him a combination of allergy pills and milk so that he would sleep. They also found 2 geckos and 5 lizards.
My goodness. What's going on?
This guy's like a traveling zoo. God, he's got everything. It's crazy.
I confirmed it with the good old Google. Indonesia is definitely south of Florida, but that's okay.
Well, Nutbags north and south of Florida today on the radio show.
Nutbags not in Florida. How about that?
Finally, remember the story last week? This was incredible. This guy bought naked mannequins and put them all over his yard. The reason he did it was because his neighbors made him take his fence down. He violated the HOAs. The privacy fence was too tall.
Yeah, that was out in California. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, well, I'm just doing this so my dogs don't escape. And they're like, we don't care. It's too tall. He's like, okay. So he takes his fence down. He buys 5 naked mannequins and, kind of props them up in certain ways.
They were having what he called a naked garden party.
Maybe some inappropriate posing with the naked mannequins.
Yeah.
Well, there's an update to the story. The story got out and somebody came and stole all of his mannequins. The naked mannequins are missing. What do they do, like an Amber Alert for that? How does that work when it's a naked mannequin? There's five of them. They're gone. So they're gone. The man now is on the hunt and looking for his naked mannequins.
I bet his neighbors are so happy. They're like, yes, trying to get they weren't the ones who did it.
The naked garden party back together. So we'll keep an eye on that story.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QIK. All right. This is really, really scary over the weekend. I've only been on one cruise. I don't know if I'm going on another one. Yeah, but dude, after this video of this cruise ship, it was a Norwegian cruise line.
It was a Viking. It's called a Viking cruise.
Man, this scares me. Listen to the news report.
It was a dream vacation turned nightmare.
One of the big hatches blew right out, and about 8 feet of water rushed in, flattened people, flattened all of us.
The Viking Sky was off the western coast of Norway Saturday when it lost engine power.
My wife was sitting in front of me, and all of a sudden she was gone, and I thought this was it.
The video is really scary.
I
got motion sickness watching the video. So we listened to that audio there, right? And I'm like, wait a minute. Was this guy?
I think he was happy.
Well,
his wife disappeared.
We did some research. He made it sound like she was like washed away forever. It was very scary. It was a wall of water that came in. She was washed to the other side of one of the main rooms in the ship. But then we started listening to it again after we realized she was okay. She was found. Everything is fine. And she was rescued. But then we were like, let's really dissect this guy's statements to the media.
My wife was there, and then she wasn't, and I thought, this was it.
Yeah, and I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe it almost really became a dream vacation for him the way he said it.
My wife was sitting in front of me, and all of a sudden, she was gone. And I thought, this was it.
Sir, we found your wife. And he was like, oh man.
And I thought this was it.
It's almost like when your team's about to go to the Super Bowl, you know, and it's like the kick goes up and you thought it was good.
And I thought this was it.
But he was talking about his wife disappearing. It's very.
She has been found, though.
She has been found. She's fine.
My wife was sitting in front of me and all of a sudden she was gone. And I thought this was it.
He thought this was it. I'm single.
The way he made it sound. She was gone.
Everyone was okay.
Everybody's okay.
And I thought this was it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.